They went well with the silver mockingbird that fastened his cloak. Even as a child, he had always loved his silver. "How did you know I was in the city?" she asked him. "Lord Varys knows all," Petaia said with a sly smile. "He will be joining us shortly, but I wanted to see you alone first. It's been too long, Cat." "How many years?" Catelyn ignored his familiarity. There were more important questions. "So it was the King's Spider who found me." Littlefinger winced. "You don't want to call him that. He's very sensitive. Comes of being a eunuch, I imagine. Nothing happens in the city without Varys knowing. Oftentimes, he knows about it before it happens. He has informants everywhere. His little birds, he calls them. One of his little birds heard about your visit. Thankfully, Varys came to me first." "Why you?" He shrugged. "Why not me? I'm Master of Coin, the King's own counsellor. Selmy and Lord Renly rode north to meet Robert, and Lord Stannis has gone to Dragonstone, leaving only Maester Pycelle and me. I was the obvious choice. I was ever a friend to your sister, Lysa. Varys knows that."
"Does Varys know about—"
"Lord Varys knows everything, except why you're here." He lifted an eyebrow. "Why are you here?"